It was early morning, so early that stars still lay across the velvet expanse, even as the sun hinted at the eastern horizon. Cows lowed from the pasture beyond the village, cocks crowed. There were lights in a few windows, farmers preparing breakfast and getting ready for work. Hannah opened the white picket gate in front of her neighbor's cottage. She shifted her basket of healing herbs and other supplies from the crook of one elbow to the other, and let herself into the single-room abode without knocking, stepping quietly on the stone floor so as not to wake Marion. As she propped the door open to freshen the air, she noticed the flutter of an insect as it slipped inside. She'd deal with it later. Setting the basket on the work table, she unloaded home-canned food, a small sack of flour she'd ground the night before, a bottle of fresh milk, a dozen eggs, a small box of salt, and a few other basics. The sound of a baby's coo from the bassinet in the corner made Hannah smile. With a glance at Marion's sleeping form on the single mattress in the far corner, Hannah went to the cradle to look at the twins. They were perfect. Hannah felt herself melting as she took in their tiny, softly pointed ears. These belied a fey father, though Marion had never admitted any such thing to Hannah. One thing Marion made clear when she first arrived in Degevli only 11 months ago was that she didn't welcome questions. An older pregnant widow was not something the village was accustomed to having among their population, but the villagers had been welcoming enough to their newest member, probably due to pity. Hannah was secretly thrilled for her lonely neighbor. Marion hadn't been in Degevli long, but she'd already proven to be a good person to live beside. She wasn't nosy. She didn't hesitate to take care of Hannah's young daughter if Hannah needed to run an errand, and Marion often gifted them with loaves of her delicious berry bread. In their small community, helpful neighbors were a necessity of survival. The twins each had a cap of dark hair curling around their wee fey ears, soft as duckling down. They slept wrapped up in one another, and had often been found sucking on one another's chins. They were less than 3 months old, and had been born on a rainy night, with only Hannah in attendance. Marion had been grateful for the heavy downfall to drown out the sound of her difficult labor. A small, furry shape moved on the pillow, just behind the girl's head, making Hannah start and suck in a breath. At first, she thought it was a hairy spider, with a body the size of a teaspoon. Her heart hammered as she considered how to get the spider away without waking the baby. But the shape uncurled a wing, and she realized, with a breathless jolt of amazement, that it was not a spider, but a bat, no larger than the end of her thumb.